Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. It's your last planning weekend before it's full-on implementation, because next weekend we're going to be neck deep in our barbecue from the Memorial Day 3-day holiday grill fest. But this week, we might help you out a little bit of planning and adjustment so that you can get ready and it's not a big chore having people over to your backyard for your barbecue next weekend. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys, and we're going to have some fun today. We're going to talk about a little bit of mishmash. We are doing some cleanup. We're getting ready for Memorial Weekend, and we want to talk about some beer and just bit odds and ends. You know, this is one of those grab the loose ends show and get in all the stuff that we seem to always miss the last couple of weeks that we wanted to talk about.
Right. I'll give you that one. Joining us in the studio is the Baritone of Beer. You've heard him before many times on the Grilling Guys. It's Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery. Welcome, Chaz.
Morning, guys.
Morning. Chaz, you're driving in big old new F-350 diesel man truck, man.
It is a man truck.
Yeah. Tell me what's going on with that. That's dropping coin, brother.
Well, back in January, we lost the 05 to unfortunate accident on a 96. And I went to buy a new truck, and, you know, they just didn't have anything I wanted, so I ordered it.
There you go.
And I had to wait and wait and wait, but I got it in before Ford shut down.
Boy, you're lucky. Yeah, come to think of it.
Two days before it was built.
They're not even making those right now.
Wow. Yeah, it was built on May the 2nd. So I've had it for about a week, and I'm loving every minute.
I think it just went up in value.
Right.
We're taking all bidders today. Yeah. Call 1-800-CHAZ-TRUCK.
Cradio.
1-800-CHAZ-TRUCK.
Yeah.
So I'm like one of those old UP stations.
So, right. Yeah, Tradio. Yeah. You remember that? Yeah, we have commonalities there with our Uper experience. So, Jop, you didn't do any grilling this week, huh?
I didn't, man. I've been crazy busy.
Pull out
at
your
work
card. I'm going to clip your card.
I understand.
Let's see it. We're clipping it.
You don't get clipped if you don't cook on the grill, man. I can tell you what.
Write that down, Chez. It's another man.
He didn't even grill on Mother's Day.
I didn't, because I was invited out. I didn't do the hosting.
Well, so nobody grilled for you on Mother's Day?
Whenever I go someplace and there's a grill, I usually get to do the grilling, whether I'm at their house or not.
I can't believe you didn't just take the tongs.
Right. Yeah.
That's your usual trip.
Right, yeah. Because you're right. You know what? There's one that just is a pet peeve of mine, is that you go to most people's homes that are just relatively average grillers. They got those little tongs that have the D on the end, the little pieces of slippery wire, and you grab stuff and it's just like it falls out of there. It's like, get some real damn tongs, right? I mean, it's a fundamental for $3.
You can go to Gordon Foods and get some beautiful ones. Buy 4 or 5 of them, then you can use clean ones, no cross cam.
Pet peeve. Yeah. Sorry, you struck a nerve with me, because
that's okay.
That's why I do bring my tongs, because I've been to many houses where you get there and they go, yeah, I got some tongs, and they pull that little thing with the one rivet in the middle, and there's kind of an X and a little D on the end.
Yeah, but it's where you carry them that bothers people.
Right.
Anyway, so this week I had the pleasure of grilling for a bunch of kids who graduated from an alternative high school. And these are kids that maybe got in a little trouble in the system or had some hiccups here and there, and they get a second chance in this special school. And so a bunch of guys from our church were feeding them, and they approached me and said, hey, would you like to come down and grill for them? And I said, sure, I'd love to. And, of course, they wanted me to bring my big smoker.
Sure.
And there's only 40 kids. And I said, you know, that to fire that thing up, it's about $100 in charcoal. So how many are we feeding? He goes, 30, 40 people. I'm like, you know, I think I'll handle this. And I just showed up with my with my locker and my heat box, and I had it all prepped for them, which was good because they never came outside anyway. So to set up that big smoker for show would have been crazy.
Right.
But I did three styles of chicken, and I'm going to cover those a little bit later, maybe in the third segment. But it was just fun, and the kids loved it. I made enough for 50 people, didn't take a piece home.
Right.
So,
you know, and that's the tough part of all of this is that how much do you make for a group, right?
Yeah.
And pork butts, the last event I did, it was one of the charity deals. I give these things away from time to time where I'll bring a barbecue for 20 to your backyard, right? And I did two pork butts. I got them in pulled, and I got them in a pan, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, you know, that's probably enough. But when I fire up the smoker, just like you, fill the damn thing, right? I mean, it'll keep, it'll freeze, we'll eat it, whatever. So I had cooked six, but I pulled two, I got them in a pan, and I'm like, I don't really know. The last thing I ever want to do when I'm taking food to somebody's house is run out, right? Extra is always good, not enough, you're not the right
guy.
You're
the idiot.
Right, you're the idiot. So I throw another butt in there, round out the pan, really, you know, I'm in a chafing pan, round it out nice. Well, the guy calls me afterwards and says, thanks a bunch. We had eight couples over and everybody got to take pork home, right? And I'm like, okay, well, that's good, right? But on the other hand, it's like I was funding that deal because it was a charity thing I gave away. So, but I just never can nail that, man. There's no way.
You won't. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
you won't.
Mother's Day, I had the same problem. I called my brother. I said, how many people are showing up? He tells me, I said, well, do you think this number of chicken thighs? Because I bone them out, I put a rub on them, and
you know they'll do that for you if you go to Sobeys.
I know, but I was showing off my skills.
Right? Yeah. Wow.
So I cooked, boning skills. I ended up cooking a few extra, and yeah, there was plenty of leftovers, and the whole family ate as much as they wanted.
Right, and so that's where I'm going is when you're putting a party together, planning for this is not an exact science. It's a feel thing.
Always make extra.
But always make extra.
So right. I had an exciting day yesterday. Every year they do this Thanksgiving for veterans in Grand Rapids. This thing gets bigger every year. It was huge. And they start off with the kids get to go look at a bunch of military equipment. They parked it over at the Gerald R. Ford Museum this time. It's full of high school kids who are thinking about the military. So they bring veterans in, they bring active duty in, and they have speakers. It's at the JW Marriott. I mean, it is a first-class event. These kids are thrilled to death. And there's all sorts of military veterans there, all branches and jobs. You know, we all did different things. Mine was a bit of a boring job. I don't have any great battle scars or anything other than the stuff on my face. If you see, I'm burning off the potential skin cancer from 4 years in Hawaii. So that did trash
tough
me.
Tough gig. Somebody
that,
had to do it,
that
though.
That trashed me.
Pineapple warrior.
But right, yeah. We had a great speaker. Her name is Vernice Armoire, and she was born in 73. She was in the Marine Corps. She was an officer. Check this out. She's the first African-American female naval aviator in the Marine Corps and first African-American female to fly in a combat mission for the U.S. Armed Forces, and she flew an AH-1, which is a Super Cobra, which is no kid's toy. Let me tell you, this chick can fly. If she can fly a Super Cobra, I knew Cobra pilots. The Super Cobra's even badder. She was involved in the 2003 invasion of Iraq and served two tours on Operation Iraqi Freedom. What a delightful and impressive lady and a great role model for women and African-American women in our country. You know, she didn't have any excuses. She just got out there and did it.
Right.
And now
she teaches, doesn't she? I think I saw an article on her that she's now an aviation teacher, or maybe she entered a career there. I can't remember, but I remember reading about this lady.
Yeah, she's very, very impressive.
Right.
But anyway, thanks to all those that put on that Thanksgiving event for the kids. It's pretty awesome.
Well, cool. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little beer for your holiday weekend. Schmoes has got some new brews out. We're going to give them a try. Stick with us. Well, there we go. Stick with us. We'll be back.